Boom, 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 boom. It's Morning Edition on KQED. Good morning, I'm Joshua Johnson. Time now for our series Boomtown, about the Bay Area's thriving economy, with a rare look inside what could be the biggest product ever from Apple. A new headquarters near its current home in Cupertino. The tech giant is just one of several big companies in Silicon Valley building new campuses. Soon, 15,000 people will work at Apple's new home, an eco-friendly ring of glass and concrete a mile around. Some call it the spaceship, or the donut. And until now, Apple has kept it mostly off-limits to the media. But KQED science reporter Amy Standen got the guided tour.
Here's an area we can actually step out and get a better feel for what's at least what's going down on underground.
We're driving around in a Jeep driven by Dan Wisenhunt, Apple's VP of Real Estate and Development.
This is the outer wall, if there is such a thing.
That's Lisa Jackson. She was picked by President Obama to head the Environmental Protection Agency. Then she left that job in 2013 and became Apple's VP of Environmental Initiatives.
The office areas are laid out in little wedges all around the building, so 320 wedges that create
below us
the,
is a curving concrete groove. Two stories deep. Ultimately, this will be a parking garage beneath a four-story glass and concrete ring wider than the Pentagon. Former Apple CEO Steve Jobs oversaw the plans. Here he is, 6 months before his death, pitching the project to the Cupertino City Council.
As you know, we're the largest taxpayer in Cupertino, so we'd like to continue to stay here and pay taxes.
In 2012, 18% of Cupertino's budget came from Apple, $9.2 million. But the company had outgrown its headquarters. It needed to build a new campus, said Jobs.
If we can't, then we have to go somewhere like Mountain View, and that wouldn't be good for Cupertino, and
it wouldn't be good
for us either.
Apple stayed, and today its construction site, right off of 280, is shrouded in intrigue. This music, you've already heard it if you've watched one of the many amateur drone videos posted on YouTube that show the Apple campus filmed from above. Videos with pounding techno music over captions like, "The fourth floor of the parking garage is almost complete." I asked Dan Wisenhunt whether he'd watched them. He said he had, but he didn't sound enthusiastic about it.
There's nothing wrong with sharing progress along the way, but if it were our preference, we'd like to share it in phases that are meaningful to us.
The phase that Apple finds meaningful right now is this, the campus's many green building features.
You see this structure is, it'll be four stories tall with a solar layer on top.
These solar panels are expected to nearly power the entire campus. That's in addition to an $850 million solar farm being built near Monterey County to power Apple's California stores and its data servers. On campus, toilets and sprinklers will use recycled water. Adjustable louvers on the building's walls mean it'll rarely need heat or AC. And then there's the on-site concrete plant, which you're hearing now. Wisenhunt says 95% of the old Hewlett-Packard campus that was here before is being recycled on-site, much of it turned into concrete for the new building. That means they don't have to haul away as much construction waste or import much cement.
It keeps all the cement trucks within the bounds of this site and off the road, so it's another innovation in construction that that we're proud of on the site.
There are other things that Apple does not find meaningful to share. For instance, how much this project will cost.
And budget for the whole thing?
We have one.
And then there was this moment. We'd been standing in front of a scale model of the new building, which is set within a big wooded park. I asked Lisa Jackson what she thought about when she looked at it.
I feel like you're looking at a park that has 7,000 trees on this site, almost like a forest of our own, 6,000 of which are being brought in.
A forest in the middle of Cupertino. So I asked,
how much of this space is public?
What you can't hear right now is Apple's media handler, not named here, waving her papers in the air, a gesture that says, stop talking now.
Oh, I'm looking at like all the trees and that open space there. Is that open to the community or is there a wall around it?
There's a fence around the site.
Okay.
There will be a visitor center on site. Still, critics have called the building insular. They say there's more to sustainability than solar panels and recycled water. It's about engaging the community, too. Allison Arieff, an architecture critic for the New York Times, says the new building is as pristine and self-contained as an iPhone.
They've definitely taken the approach of building as object with not so much interest in anything else that's happening apart from that object.
Lisa Jackson says this building serves a specific purpose.
This isn't an office building. This is an R&D facility. You know, think of a national lab. Think of NASA. That's the level of work that's happening here.
I wondered what the neighbors thought. In a small beige strip mall across the street from all the construction, Nana Zhang sells insurance and wonders what's going on behind that closed Apple gate across the street.
And sometimes it's open and I would look into that, try to figure out what's going on inside. And yeah.
She's been telling her family back in China, that huge, amazing company. I work across the street from it.
I don't know, is that a miracle? Like so big things will happen?
Like it seems so big that miracles could happen
yeah.
there?
Yeah.
You want to come in?
Down a quiet residential street nearby, I meet Diane May.
May, like the month of May.
May grew up here, back when this area was all fruit orchards. She asked me, what is this new Apple campus going to look like?
It's actually it looks like a big donut on the ground.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a big circle with the hole out in the middle.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. And there'll be a nice little park there or something, too. And
Yeah, but it's closed off to the town. Only for people who work there.
Oh, well, sure. Well, that's nice. Yes.
The building opens in late 2016. May says she'd love to be invited for a tour. I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
You'll find pictures and much more info about the new Apple campus online at kqed.org/science. More Bay Area news is just ahead. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the David B. Gold Foundation, the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabzanel Foundation.